Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland Martin, where are you this morning, Roland?
Canton, Akron, Ohio, Tom. Of course, we had the golf tournament and a scholarship dinner last night for the OJ's Foundation. Four students got scholarships of $2,000 each. And so I had a great time with that. Yours truly, Jay, won the golf tournament, won the putting contest.
You won the tournament itself?
Yeah, we took first place. Took first place.
Well, you played against a bunch of old OJs. You should.
No. First of all, there were other people in the tournament, Jay.
Okay, Roland.
Who were the pros you won?
Well, actually, Walt's team, Walt recruited a brother, Walt Robertson, who actually plays on the senior PGA Tour. They came in second. They shot one shot behind us. But it was a great time. And then also, Tom, after the banquet last night, we all watched The Unsung, the season finale on TV1.
Oh, how was that?
On Gerald LaVert. So it was very emotional because a lot of family was there, friends, and so it was very emotional for them. But it's still a great job with TV1 for that Unsung on Gerald LaVert. Folks in Selma, will the South realize they actually lost the Civil War? They lost. In Selma, they have a monument to KKK leader and Civil War General Nathan Bedford Forrest. Now they want to build an even larger one on public property. Well, community activist Malika Sanders, she said, look, at 48, she's like, look, we ain't down with that. So she started a petition drive on that. Malika Jones says, hey, how you doing?
Fine. How are you this morning?
Please break it down to us. So they have a statue now, but they want to build a bigger one to this KKK leader and Civil War general.
Yes, well, they had a smaller statue. Someone took the head off the statue. And so they want to build another statue, but make it much bigger than the previous statue. And we've had an ongoing issue with this. They had black people, African-Americans, living in a public housing area named after Nathan Bedford Forrest. We had fought that some time ago. But they are just persistent in keeping this Civil War alive. I heard you say that people are not convinced in the South that the war is over. As a matter of fact, it's been a cold war because they have continuously come up with ideas to keep promoting white supremacy throughout Alabama and beyond.
So who's going to pay for this statue?
Well, the organization, the Friends of Forrest, who is initiating the statue, they are, and the Daughters of the Confederacy, they've been raising money to pay for the statue. So the city is not going to be paying for the statue, to my knowledge. But it is on public property. And Selma is a majority black town, and it just has no business being built on public property in Selma, Alabama. As a matter of fact, you know, some people have said, well, this is just a monument. It's just a symbol. This is just people's history. What's the big deal? Well, what I really want people to know, and part of the reason why it's so important for the whole country to go to www.change.org/Selma to sign this petition is because they hate groups across America are looking at Selma as a model for how the minority can control the majority, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery, Alabama, which tracks hate groups throughout the country.
Why can't they just keep the head chopped off? I mean, that's typically what happens when you lose.
Because that would symbolize that they actually did lose the Civil War, and they are convinced that they have not, and they just have to keep working at it to make sure. As a matter of fact, I mean, I think part of the onslaught and attacks on President Obama is because some people are convinced that if they just keep working at it, they will eventually win this Civil War.
Folks, the petition, change.org/Selma. Hey, Malika, look, you keep fighting that thing, and the last thing we need is another monument to a Civil War general who was leader of the KKK. They lost. Deal with it. You lost.
Want to just ask people to go to www.change.org/Selma to help us with this petition. And if you'd like to continue the conversation, you can go to www.spiritualpolitics.net. Be praying for us in Selma because this really is about spiritual wickedness in high places.
All right. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot.